When your dread comes, when your dread comes like a storm and your calamity comes on like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come on you, then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they shall not find me. Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would not accept my counsel. They spurned all my reproof. So they shall eat of the fruit of their own way and be satiated with their own devices. In Hosea 4:17, it is recorded that God said, Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. There comes a time when God abandons men. God comes to a point where He lets a people go. Lets them go to the consequences of their own sinful choices. They will not accept His counsel. They spurn all His reproof, as Proverbs says. So they eat the fruit of their own choices, and they have to be satisfied with the devices they have chosen. Of the Pharisees, Jesus said, "Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind." Matthew 15:14, the most terrifying words, "Let them alone." It's a frightening thing to think about that. Frightening thing to think that you might be abandoned by God, that the opportunity for salvation is past, that the day of grace is over. The passages that I read to you relate to an individual in the case of Samson, but for the most part, they relate to a group such as the Pharisees or to a nation such as Israel. And I think it's very relevant to talk about this because I'm going to try to show you from this passage tonight that it's pretty convincing that God has abandoned our nation. God has abandoned America to the effects of its sinful choices. Whoa, this isn't the first nation that it's happened to. This is the story of history. Acts 14:16, the Apostle Paul said, "In the generations gone by, He, God, permitted all the nations to go their own way." This is the story of history. All the nations in history go their own way. So like the nations of old, like the nations